Ho, ho, holy crap, son. What's up? It's your boy, Z-Dog MD, ho, ho, and your boy, Tom Heinaber.
That's right. Thanksgiving's over. We're on to Christmas, people. We're on to Christmas.
Ho, ho, hospitalized. That's what we do. Anyways, did you notice that Tad was extricated from the jaws of life? Even though he's an EMS worker, he himself got into some trouble, and we were able to extricate him and put him safely away. Now, you may ask, why are we looking so dope?
So dope. Like, you know what? Like, so dope.
So dope.
Do you know that, like, montage scene that's in every 80s movie, and then the person walks out in the perfect outfit? That's the outfit we're wearing right now.
You know what you're missing, though?
You know, the difference between me and you is I make these look good.
That's racist somehow. Anyways, guys, we're really excited. Actually, can I see that real quick, Logan? You know what's amazing about Logan? We're talking today about doing genetic testing to find out your ancestry, certain health traits, you know, maybe stuff that might affect your children, might affect what you do for exercise and diet. Logan is already anticipating his results, and he hasn't gotten them yet, and this is what he thinks.
L'chaim-zy.
L'chaim. Okay.
I got money on it.
It's guaranteed, Logan believes.
Jamie says, mother of God, that hurts my eyes. These suits are, how dare, they're so subtle, so understated.
Listen, before we forget, okay, Shinesty gave us these suits to just pimp out on the show, just to wear. And they said nothing, no strings attached, just if you like them, wear them. And we, it's not that we liked them.
What if we don't like them?
Yeah, what if we don't like them? Okay, because we're not expecting to like them. That's, and then right. I opened the box, and both me and Tom and Logan were like, oh my God, this, it's like I've been waiting all my life for this.
We love them.
They're amazing. So they actually make these Santa suits with really funny names. And these glasses are actually called OG glasses, Original Grandma. That's how dope those are. Anyways, I'm going to pull up your comments, and we're going to talk about this. This is 23andMe's consumer genetic testing kit. And we've had a couple shows now. We interviewed Ann Wojcicki, their CEO. I've talked in the past about my experience with the old 23andMe. They had a big thing with the FDA. And after that, they actually were the first consumer genetic testing company to get FDA approval, starting with Bloom's syndrome, I believe. And then now for 10 different tests, they can test for health. And then they do their ancestry test, which... it's interesting because you can find out your genetic lineage and your ancestry. That's why Logan's got money on having considerable Jewishness within him.
Oh my God. Cynthia Gonzalez says, what do they do with your spit when the testing is over? Oh, that is a very good question.
Well, you know what? Let's go through this because then we'll answer that.
What do they do with the spit?
This is a valid question.
Because you got a lot of spit.
Yeah. I imagine.
Where do I put all this spit?
There are farms, you know.
They
where
sell it.
Vials of spit exist purely to generate electricity.
No, see, I actually know the answer. I was just joking around.
Spitballing?
It's actually Aquafina. They sell it back as Aquafina. So anytime you drink Aquafina, it's just all 23andMe participants.
That's why I get so angry when people are like, Aquafina is just tap water. Oh, no. It's way more than tap water, okay? That water. guys, so... let me show this to you carefully. This is what the kit looks like. And 23andMe was kind enough to sponsor a couple few episodes of the show because they wanted to get their message out. And the reason I agreed is that I have experience with them. I deeply believe that many of our patients are doing this, and we need to understand what they're doing and go through it ourselves to be able to counsel and support them. Here's the thing. Let's not conflate consumer genetic testing with the kind of astrology new age weirdness that's happening in the genetic testing space. So I don't know if you know this, Tom, but some companies are taking genetic testing results and they're like, oh my God, we can totally recommend a gluten-free diet based on your genetic statistics and special exercises you can do. And I think there's not a lot of evidence that that is anything more than woohoo.
They're like, you know that you share 80% of your DNA with a banana tree? So your diet should be 100% bananas.
At least. Maybe 105. So, Logan, Y'all did this test already. I'm going to show you how to do it right now. We're going to get our results on a future show, and we're going to live reveal exactly how Jewish Logan is and exactly how white Tom is, although I don't think you need a genetic test to prove this.
We're taking bets on if I'm going to be 99.9% white, 100% white, 103% white. Could be any one of those three.
All A and B, all the above are correct. So you get this thing in the mail. And by the way, we have a coupon code in the description for healthcare providers. Now, in the past, we put a code out for pretty much anybody. And I think they've had some deals on Amazon and stuff for everybody. But now we've got a code for just frontline healthcare providers, you know, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, you know, dietitians, those kind of things, that are talking to patients directly about this and maybe interpreting results with them and getting questions about them, because we want to equip ourselves with the ability to have intelligent conversations. The best way to do that is to go through it yourself. And this is how it looks. So you get the kit, you pop it open. Let's do this here.
Yeah.
Shazam. I don't know if, Logan, if you want to come over here and like get a close-up on this.
Ooh. Oh, the
kit. Don't trip.
The kit is the box that you like send it back in.
Yeah. So this is the thing.
That's dope.
When you get it, don't go ripping open the interior box, because this is the box you mail it back in. They take care of all the stuff. So it says, welcome to you. And I'm like, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to you. Once you open it, it says, hi, let's get started. And you pop it open. We're excited for you to begin this journey, and we want to know that you were here to help. So you can call them if you have questions. Then look at this terrifying box. So intimidating. It says peel here. That's easy. That's when you seal it.
I'm personally not intimidated, but I'm a man, people. All right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? If you're a man, you may want to consider. This is Shinesty's catalog.
All right, you're mixing this.
Metaphors.
Man.
I got to show them this because it's amazing. Here it is. The ball hammock boxer briefs. Okay, that's America. If you guys don't buy Logan this and send it to our address, 1930 Village Center Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, Suite 3516, 89134. Logan doesn't wear these.
That's
and
right.
I believe you're a large, Logan?
You know.
Ish.
Extra
ish.
Large. Extra large, people.
He's bragging.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to this. So it says here, register this kit now at 23andme.com/start. Now, when we did this, you go to the website and it asks you some questions, your name, et cetera, to get registered. It also asks you if you want to opt in to use your DNA in research. 85% of people actually opt in. I did too, because my feeling is let them take that and they de-identify it, so no one's going to link you to that DNA. But they use it in research to either discover drugs that are targeted at particular genetic sort of situations, or to understand the genetics better. So they've done a lot of population-wide genetic studies where they're trying to see, oh, you know, we have people now and they're describing these set of traits, and now they have this DNA. We can start to make links, which is great science. That's true crowdsource, power of numbers science, big data, in a way that isn't Big Brother. We talked to Anne Wojcicki about this. If you're worried about privacy and stuff like that, I recommend you go and watch the interview I did with her, okay? And again, we're talking about this because we actually have done it and we care about this. Many of our patients are doing it and we need to understand it better. Now, why would patients do it, by the way? Why would patients do genetic testing? Part of the reason...
Because you're scared.
You scared.
Because you're like, what may be lurking in my DNA? That's why I would do it. Because I'm a patient.
I think alien alien worms.
Can you be a patient if you never go to the doctor?
You know, you ask the really existential questions. I don't know the answer. So the reason some people might do it is they want to understand their ancestries. So they want to see it. So my good friend from college found out that his dad wasn't his dad. So it was a paternity issue, and then he learned the nature of his lineage, and it actually changed his life, right? So those kind of things can happen. You can also just better understand where you come from and have a sense of fun and pride and some social component of it. The other thing is understanding certain health traits that maybe put you at risk for certain things. Now, as the FDA has said, this doesn't diagnose genetic disease. It tells you, maybe you need to go talk to your doctor about it. You need to exercise more, you know, maybe change your diet, make sure you don't smoke, the kind of things you can modify that will put you at lower risk for maybe some traits that might be associated with higher risk of certain conditions. That all being said, that piece then affects like, well, what about your kids? So, you know, eventually you want to know, is there something that I have that's a carrier status that maybe might be passed on to my children? And again, it doesn't diagnose it, but it can tell you about that information. And that all being said, there's a social component of it. You might just have a lot of fun spitting in a cup and learning about yourself. So since our patients are doing it and they're coming to us with the printouts, we ought to know how it works. A lot of doctors, a lot of nurse practitioners, a lot of PAs have not even heard of 23andMe, and yet the patients are out there doing it. So we ought to be interfacing with them if they can, especially if it can make our job easier instead of harder. So that being said, this is what you do.
Go back over there. Go back over there.
Oh, you don't want to look at this? Because I'm going to spit in this thing. So it says your sample will not be processed until it's registered. So you register your sample, then crack it open, toss this garbage. Oh, snap. Look at this. Ooh, biohazard.
When I saw that, I was like, that's dope. That means it's legit.
You know what I, when I saw this, I was like, give me those, Tom. I'm going in. So I've got my splash guard because my own spit is a dangerous acid. Okay, you have to understand that. It says here exactly how to pack the spit thing in the bag. And this is how you do it. Here is the device. Shazam. I highly recommend.
Ooh, what's this stuff?
Oh,
in the cap.
We're going to talk about that. I was going to say you better read these instructions, and Tom's going to teach me.
I will read it for you, Z-Pack. Step one, no food or drink for 30 minutes. Have you eaten or drinking in the last 30 minutes? Drinking's not a word.
Drinking.
Now I know you're German, 103% white. No, Tom, I haven't. As you know, I am fasting until dinner because I gained about 7 pounds over Thanksgiving, all of it carb weight. Vegans, I'm mad at you because I listened to you and now I'm fat.
All right, you got to spit all the way till you fill the line. That's step number two, right, son.
Take a look inside here. It's a hollow tube with nothing at the bottom but this fluid. I call it gene juice.
Gene juice?
Sipping on gene juice. Laid back.
With my mind. Christmas suit on and my OG grandma glasses.
Yo, original grandma in the house. So this is what you do. This stuff is actually a preservative that you add at the end. So you'll see a little line here. It says fill to. You want to fill it to the top of that line and not further with spit, not bubbles. So if it's all bubbles, let it kind of collapse a bit and then fill it up with spit. So it looks something like this. Not mucus. I don't want to hear any of this because that's a bad thing. Plain old spit.
Elizabeth says, I'm adopted, yo. I don't know very much about myself. Have you considered spitting in a tube?
Like this. That was really ineffective.
Do you got cotton mouth, Z?
I got cotton mouth.
That's terrible spit.
Every time I do a show, I get like a little nervous, and I got cotton mouth, so I'm going to do it again. Still not enough.
I'm not very impressed by your volume.
Sipping on gene juice. So I'm going to keep spitting in this thing as we talk. It, as you can see, it can take a while. Once you fill it up and it's not just bubbles, right, then what do you do? What's next?
You are number three. Well, I'm waiting for somebody to spit and fill the whole thing, which is going to take about 37 minutes. Number three, you close the funnel lid, and according to Z, the gene juice will then enter the tube.
I've always wondered how a plumbus got made. It's like, first the schleim is added. Okay, so still, now you can see where I am. I'm barely there.
This is pretty pathetic.
Mm-hmm, I'm going to keep going. You want to mix yours in just to spill it?
No. No, I don't.
Then, when we get the results, like, oh my God, it's an aberration. It's a 6 foot, 4 foot weird. All right, let's just say I did this right. Okay. And I didn't eat. I filled it up because it's going to take me the whole show to spit in this thing. When it's done, you do this. Now watch this. This is key because it's got a click. Bam. Look at the gene juice. All right. Shazam. Now, it's going to be bigger than that when it's done because I will have spit the full amount. And I have another kit to actually do this with. So now that this is done, what's the next step?
You got to screw on the cap, son.
Okay, this is where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to take this thing off.
This thing comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spill your gene juice.
Then you got to screw, on the cap.
I got man strength. Okay. You pop this off. Gene juice I'm going to put it here. Now, there's a little Kizap right here. What you want to do is bust a cap on that. Shazam. Bam. Make sure it's tight. Then, I believe, the next step.
That says seal in bag. Mm-hmm. Next step.
Now, remember, when you registered the device, the first thing they'll want is the number that is on here. That's your device registration code. And actually, I forget if it's this one or this
you
one.
Gotta shake, one. You got to shake the cap tube, bro.
I got to
shake it for 5 seconds. Uh-huh. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Uh-huh. There you go. There you go.
I shake my Jean juice, son.
Now you can seal it in the bag.
Okay. But make sure that you get this number because you need it for the registration. You will have already done that before you spit in there if we weren't so dumb. All right, so that being said, and again, this is a number needed. This is an intention to treat analysis. So this is what normal people would do. They'd be like, huh? Oh, damn it. They go back and do it. And it's fine. Now you take this and holy in the baggie, pop open the, it says peel to expose adhesive. You know I'm all about exposing adhesive. I don't know why I tried to make that sound sexy. There was nothing sexy about it. Wham. And then you just go. There it is. Fully sealed. Did we do anything wrong? Let's make sure.
I don't think so.
We did screw on the cap, put it in the bag, put it in the box. Okay, shazam, into the box.
Oh, no. It's easy. Wait, it says don't wear really obnoxious Christmas suits while you do this. God damn it. We got to do the whole thing over again, man.
Damn it, Tom Heineper. I asked you to do one thing, and that was read the instructions.
I'm so sorry. And I failed you.
Not only that, but the people who are teaching MCAT next door are, like, banging on the walls because we're so loud. Tom's like, gosh darn it. I'd say gosh darn it because this is a family show. Now you do this, and then you do this, and, oh, no. Peel adhesive. Shazam. This and like that, and wham, you just throw it at 23 minutes. Put it in the mail,
it'll get there. Don't worry about it.
The mail,
Santa,
and you can register your kit and you can write down your 14 digit barcode before you send it so that you have a record of what you've done, and you're good to go. And then what happens is several weeks later, they run the analysis, you will get a report. Logan, Tom, and I are going to get our reports live here, and we're going to review them, hopefully with somebody special.
That's right.
And if not, if that somebody special doesn't come, then it's going to be me, and you know I'm special. Because I got this.
That's right.
And I got this.
Yeah.
And I got this.
Yeah, that's right. What's up?
It's weird. You were in New York, weren't you?
It's weird now. I was. I got back from the NYC. Mm-hmm. What's up, East Coast peeps? It's cold over there, and I like it better over here, so...
That's awesome. So this thing we're going to talk about next time when we get our results. And again, it used to be they gave you all these health results, and now they give you much fewer because FDA is involved, and they want to make sure that everything's on the up and up and that everything is done in conjunction with people who can actually advise you if you find something interesting and need to know about stuff. So we're going to talk more about that in a future episode. Now, that being said, I want to thank my peeps at Shinesty for...
Shinesty hooked it up.
So let's look at that catalog. Now, they just sent us these suits. Like, they emailed me and they were like, hey, we like your style. We want to send you some dope Santa
Here's what's
suits.
Dope, you guys. Z is, like, internet famous. And because I hang out with him, I get a free suit, too.
You know what, though?
It's the best.
Let's talk about internet famous. Okay? Tom goes to his, like, family wedding thing.
That's right.
In Dallas. And gets in an argument with one of his family members... who's like a broadcaster, about whether or not I'm famous. Tom is arguing that I'm famous, and she's like, no, he's not famous.
I was like, he's so famous.
And
to me.
And you got recognized in an elevator by your voice.
Yeah, dude, there was a Z-Packer in an elevator in Dallas with me, and she was like, you're that guy that does that thing with that Z-Dog guy. And I was like, that's me. Oh, my God. And I get free suits. My life is everything I dreamed it would be.
I made you, Tom Heineper. Never forget that. So Shinesty, then we got the suits like the other day, and I'm like, these are the greatest things that have ever happened to all of us. Logan, you got to get in this shot.
Yeah.
How do we even make sure he's in this shot?
Damn it, see.
Should we flip it to the selfie mode?
Is that going
to
fuck
up? Yeah, yeah. No, it won't screw it up.
The language.
Language, baby, language.
Okay.
There we go. We got it?
We did stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hi.
You guys still hear us?
So... I swear I'm Jewish.
Hava, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Shinesty Catalog. Oh, here we go.
Dude, all right. Would you actually wear one of these to a mixer?
Hunted. Hunted.
Function. Work hunted. Function. Office absolutely. Christmas party.
Yes.
You would.
And look, they're not even.
I don't believe you.
Just so you guys actually, know, we're getting no money to say this. No. We got this. They sent us a suit. So like, whatever. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing. And then we looked at their catalog. Okay, check this out. If you don't think these guys are amazing, look at this. I mean, come on.
They're a hilarious
company. It's just
company.
Incredible. Look at this one. Okay, this suit right here. You know what it's called? It's called D's Nuts Cracker.
If you have a man child in your life who you're looking for a good Christmas gift for,
this is it.
I'm very pleased with my Santa suit.
Look at this mullet.
At the moment.
This is a whole page ad for a cologne called Mullet. And it's actually Malay by Shinesty, and it's fake. And there's two styles, moist and oily. And this is what they say. Why would you care about a mullet? And they start to list reasons. And it says two words, David Bowie, two better words, Chuck Norris. In my eyes, when Iran banned the mullet in 2010, they divided the world into two types of people. Those who have mullets and fuck everyone else.
That is good
so
marketing.
Good. Okay, right so we only play with people that we love. We love 23andMe. We're really falling in love with Shinesty for no reason than they gave us suits. If you guys, if you go to Instagram, I think all the codes may be up, but Shinesty gave us a discount code, 20% off for Z-Packers for the first 20 uses. So
yeah, only the first 20 people are going to get there. The code's on Instagram, so.
Instagram.com/ZDogMD.
Run, if you want one.
Join us again.
I'll send you mine in the mail, but. I've already sweated through it, so.
It's true. Smell. You think he's kidding. Join us again tomorrow. We're going to be doing a show. And we can't wait to find out how much Jewish Logan is and how much GERD I have. My God, I didn't even eat today and I have GERD. What's going on? Am I dying?
Dude, you went unhealthy over the holidays,
I did,
bro.
I really did. I had three meals a day, which I never do.
Mm.
I ate hella carbs. I had pretzel rolls with butter. Yeah.
I will say I was on my diet, low carb, healthy, vegetables for lunch, all that, the entire time I was in New York, except for Katz's Deli, where I had the world's biggest Reuben. Yeah. It was so good.
Thomas lost like 20 pounds in the last couple weeks.
It was yeah. easy, man.
Yeah.
It's like so easy.
And Logan lost a bunch of weight too.
No, yeah, but I gained it.
You gained it back.
Really? No, yeah. All of it?
Doesn't
no,
even
like,
count.
Like
doesn't
pounds.
Even count.
No, 8 pounds is nothing. That's a rounding error, dude. Uh-huh. We'll get back on our game. Anyways, for everyone else who's struggling with weight, tough. It's hard. Tough. Okay? There's nothing easy in this world except for gaining weight. That's very easy, except for people who have trouble with that.
Yeah.
Which are like five people, and I hate them.
Listen, God wants us to be fat. You know, otherwise he wouldn't have made vegetables taste so gross.
You know what? That's the best argument. I'm almost going to become religious because of that.
Yeah.
Because it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
People,
that's right. Have you ever had the wafer at communion?
Oh.
It's all carbs. Think about it.
You know, we need to stand up and show them our truth. You know, it's not just.
You get the pants.
Look at
the
this.
Ties.
Look at this. Let's hear. Let's just get this happening right now. People. Okay. This is our thumbnail. Wait, if we really want to make it right. You just saw the thumbnail.